Leading the news this morning, Andrew Wilkie says he's received death threats because of his push for Pokies reform. The independent MP says there's also been threats to release compromising photos of him. Clubs Australia has launched a multi-million dollar campaign against the changes and says any suggestion it's behind the alleged threats is ridiculous. The federal government will release some more details about the compensation it will pay under carbon tax. Climate Change Minister Greg Combe will unveil the broad parameters of the package this afternoon. He'll be telling householders that most of them will be financially better off under a carbon tax. Egypt's former president Hosni Mubarak has been admitted to hospital after suffering a heart attack. Egypt's state television has reported it happened while prosecutors were questioning him about alleged corruption. It says he is in intensive care. France and Britain say NATO isn't doing enough to protect civilians in Libya. The country's foreign ministers are urging NATO to intensify its military operations there. But the chief of the operation says NATO is already doing all that it can. Two planes got just a little too close to each other on a tarmac at New York's Kennedy Airport. An Air France Airbus A380 was taxiing along the runway when it clipped the rear of a smaller jet. Hundreds of passengers were on both planes. No one, thankfully, was injured.